The Trains Now Departed, written by Michael Williams, read by Michael Tudor Barnes. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Introduction. The Romance We Lost. Sometimes you come across a lofty railway viaduct marooned in the middle of a remote country landscape, or a crumbling platform of some once bustling junction buried under the Budleia. If you're lucky, you might be able to follow some rusting tracks or explore an old tunnel leading to, well, who knows where. Listen hard. Is that the wind in the undergrowth? Or the spectre of a train from a golden era of the past panting up the embankment? These are the ghosts of the trains now departed. Lines prematurely axed, often with gripping and colourful tales to tell. Marvels of locomotive engineering prematurely sent to the scrapyard, and architecturally magnificent stations felled by the wrecker's ball. Then there are the lost delights of train travel, such as haute cuisine in the dining car, the grand expresses with their evocative names, and continental boat trains to romantic far-off places. Such pleasures have all but vanished in our modern homogenized era of train travel. But why should nostalgia be on anyone's mind in this age of fast, state-of-the-art trains which routinely whisk us efficiently all over the developed world at speeds of up to 200 miles per hour? Is it merely fanciful and indulgent to summon up some lost age of the railways when more of us are choosing to use the rail network than at any time in history? Trains today, the mantra goes, are faster, more frequent, and better than ever. Why bother about the past? Well, for many of today's train travellers, faster, more frequent and better is too often a euphemism, in corporate rail speak, for worse. It is sometimes tempting to wonder if, deep in every railway operations HQ, there is a department whose sole job is to think up ways of corroding the experience of passengers, or passenger experience, if you go along with the jargon. Here are seats that don't line up with the windows. Garish, plasticky train interiors. An incomprehensible fares system. Ticket collectors who assume everyone's a criminal. A cacophony of endless announcements about the next station stop and suspicious packages. And, of course, the extinction of many of the things that once made rail travel joyous. Restaurant cars with white tablecloths and silver service, obliging porters, staffed stations, waiting rooms with blazing fires, a comfy compartment you could snuggle in, luggage in advance. I'm sure you can devise your own list. No wonder the universe of railways of the past seems rose-tinted. But let's not get carried away. There are many tangible things we've lost over the years that it's unreasonable to expect to recover in the modern age, nor would we want them. The romantic little branch line train was often as illusory as George Orwell's old maids bicycling to Holy Communion through the morning mist. As Paul Theroux wrote, there is an English dream of a warm summer evening on a branch line train. Just that sentence can make an English person over 40 fall silent with the memory of what has now become a golden fantasy of an idealized England. The comfortable, dusty coaches rolling through the low woods, the sun gilding the green leaves and striking through the carriage windows, the breeze tickling the hot flowers in the fields, birdsong, and the thump of the powerful locomotive. The pleasant creak of the wood panelling on the coach, the mingled smell of fresh grass and coal smoke, and the expectation of being met by someone very dear on the platform of a country station. The reality was that the train was often a drafty, superannuated relic, fit only for the scrapyard, used by a handful of passengers each week, and leeching a steady stream of money from the public purse. No one could reasonably expect to revive such services. Likewise, present-day railway acts and locoists wax sentimental about the colourful liveries and polished brasswork of the steam engines of yore. We may enthuse about the blackberry black of the London and North Western at Euston, or the improved engine green of the London, Brighton and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?